Om Agnatamidandasya Jena Jena Salakaya Chaksu Samilitan Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Vutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sahapadantikam Pancha Kaupa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaye Vacha Patitanam Pabinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. As our esteemed Jagatrini Mataji has said, we've come here for shelter and protection and to learn how to deepen that shelter and protection to the degree that that we turn into servants of Krishna, and Krishna becomes ours. Ours means our object of love, our object of service. So the beginning of the process of turning to Krishna is actually called sadhana bhakti. And sadhana bhakti means to turn from our back, with our back towards Krishna, and turn and face him. That is actually the purpose of sadhana bhakti, to go from bahyamukh, where our back is towards Krishna, to samukh, so we're facing him. Because facing Krishna means facing our relationship with him. And the essence of our relationship with Krishna is that it begins with surrender. And this we will be hearing in my presentations, in the morning presentations. We'll be speaking about returning to that position of surrender and hearing the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that will guide us and help us in this great return. Because as long as we have our back to Krishna, we are feeling lost. We will feel lost and we will feel very unprotected. And even though we may try to, even though we try to bluff others, everyone ultimately is fearful. This is the essence of the material condition, fear. And with death stalking every single person who is within a material body at this on earth now, we should indeed be fearful. But turning to that shelter, turning to that shelter of Krishna will remove all fear, and it will fill us with the greatest happiness, because this is returning to who we actually are, who we naturally are. So the process of turning to Krishna, we first turn to Guru, the Vaishnavas, and to Srila Prabhupada. So why don't we just take a few moments to, if we wish, we can close our eyes or we can keep our eyes open, and try to, as sincerely as we can, approach our spiritual master in a humble way and approach the Vaishnavas and approach Srila Prabhupada, a very special Vaishnava, and just prayerfully and sincerely ask for their shelter. Just take a few moments to do that. And then, Sri Radha Manpo, let me get it. And then, of course, we could make this the subject of our entire retreat, and we would offer our respectful obeisances to hundreds and tens and hundreds of Vaishnavas and exalted personalities. But let us move to the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, and even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. They all wandered around this very area, around Giriraj Govardhan. The Goswamis would wander, and they would be searching with all their heart for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna for the purpose of serving. And that is the methodology as taught by Srinivasacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that mood of searching. If there is no desire for the service, the association of these, of the divine couple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there can be no searching. There has to be desire. So if we don't have very much in the way of desire, we can take a few moments of shelter, of prayerful shelter, and pray to these exalted followers of Mahaprabhu who wandered in the very dust of Vrindavan that we also walk upon, just looking for Krishna. Take a few moments to sincerely approach these great, benevolent, soft-hearted, most exalted personalities. Approach as a servant of Guru Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada. Only as a servant. What could we offer except the ability to some service as per the mood of Srila Prabhupada and his followers? They all walked here, right around Giriraj. And then, just let us think for a few moments about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Put in your mind the form of Mahaprabhu that you find most dear, whether it's Mahaprabhu, your own deities of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, or perhaps the Panchatattva deities in Mayapur. But place Mahaprabhu's form in your mind. And please listen now, meditating on the form of Mahaprabhu. Listen to these words of Srila Rupa Goswami. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipable deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of ordinary men bearing love for him. He instructed his own pure devotional service to his own devotees. When will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the protector of the demigods. He is the supreme goal of the Upanishads. He is the be-all and end-all of all the great sages. He is the beautiful shelter of his devotees. And he is the essence of the love of the lotus-eyed gopis. When will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Srila Rupa Goswami is longing to again see the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested his own form. Well, what does that form look like? It cannot be compared to anything in the material universe. He is very dear to Advaitacharya and Srivas Pandit is surrendered to him. He is respectful to Paramananda Puri. He takes away the ignorance of the material world and he delivers the conditioned souls who are suffering from the threefold miseries. He showered his mercy on Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa. When will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes maddened by tasting the mellows of devotional service. His effulgent form is the abode of sweetness for millions of cupids. He is the crest jewel of the sannyasis. His garments are the color of the effulgence of the sun, and the splendor of his body eclipses the beauty of gold. When will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Sri Rupa Goswami is longing in separation to again be in the presence of Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants the Hare Krishna Mantra in a loud voice, and the holy name dances on his tongue as he counts the number of recitations with his effulgent hands. His eyes are large, his arms are long, and they bend as he performs his pastimes. When will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Think of Mahaprabhu walking around Giriraj Govardhan in ecstasy and chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost of all devotees, and sometimes in Jagannath Puri, while walking on the beach, he would see a beautiful garden nearby, and he would mistake it for the forest of Vrindavan. And he would thus be completely overwhelmed by ecstatic love of Krishna. And he would begin to chant the holy names, and he would dance. His tongue would work incessantly as he chanted, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. When will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala, who was sitting on his cart. Overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by the Vaishnavas who sang the holy names, he manifested waves of ecstatic love for Krishna. When will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became joyful during the chanting of the holy names, and he sprinkled the earth with showers of tears. All the hairs of his body standing on end appeared like the beautiful filament of a fresh kadamba blossom, and his body glistened with perspiration. Rupa Goswami himself has seen this. When will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? May the great ocean full of waves of pure love for the two white lotus flowers of the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become immediately manifested to whatever pious person hears or reads these eight most auspicious verses, his pure intelligence shining with faith as he meditates on Lord Gauranga. It's the first prayer to Mahaprabhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. He's included three in Stavamala. This is the first one. And now, sitting here in front of Giriraj, maybe we could all turn a little, or you don't have to turn much, and face Giriraj a little bit. He's kindly very long. And please listen to these prayers to Govardhana Dara, to Krishna, who is the holder of Govardhan Hill. First, take a moment and introduce yourself to Giriraj. He's very kind and he's always here. Perhaps you can even express the highest point of your thoughts on coming to Giriraj and being here in his presence and association. Prayer to Sri Govardhana Dara. May the king of Vraja, who, when Indra covered the sun with clouds and sent a great rain making tumultuous sounds with the playing of thunder, he protected his relatives by lifting a great hill. May Govardhana Dara break apart all of your fears. O Lord, who by speaking words with great logic stopped the Indra Yajna, who is very attached to worshipping the Brahmanas in Govardhan Hill, who convinced the coward men in a moment, who at once began to worship Govardhan Hill, who, along with the gopi girls speaking words of praise and dressed in splendid garments and crowns of lotus of flower petals, and also along with the gopa boys, they loudly spoke more prayers, and they all took flowers and they showered it upon Giriraj. And Giriraj then assumed, or Krishna assumed, a form as large as a mountain, and he ate the offered foodstuffs, who pleased the gopis by fulfilling all their desires, who decorated the hill's peaks with many flags, who pleased the hill by circumambulating it, who then, because the Indra Yajna was stopped, the king of Swaga, Indra, filled the horizon with thundering clouds and showered rain to destroy Vraja. You saw Nanda and the other gopas distressed by the constant rain and broken with fear, and the cows were cold and they were frightened. And then, moved by love for your friends and melting with compassion, with your left hand, to everyone's astonishment, like a playful regal elephant, you casually and happily lifted and continued to hold Govardhan Hill, the great regal mountain that licks the sky. Krishna then said, O mother, why are you unhappy when your son is noble and generous? Friends, your troubles are over. Have no doubts in your heart. These troubles are over. Do not be afraid. I have now made this hill into a great house. Don't take this rain seriously. Laugh at Indra and enter beneath Govardhan. Then he was again glorified by the gopas, as with lotus faces glowing with transcendental happiness, and breathing a sigh of relief, they entered the palace-like cavity under the hill. Then Srimati Radharani spoke, and Srila Rupa Goswami will speak her words. With Krishna holding up the hill, she said, O Vishakha, how is it that your friend is now holding the great heavy mountain on his delicate five fingers? When I see him in this way, my mind splits with anxiety. O lotus-eyed one, how is it that at this time, when the directions are darkened with terrible thundering clouds and garlanded with hurricane winds, how is it that my lover does not feel tired by lifting this great hill, which is heavy due to having eaten so many offerings of food and which has so many tall peaks that touch the sky? In Vraja, are there not many powerful Gopa men, their bodies hard with muscles? Oh, noble lady, why should the heavy, shaking hill be held by someone as delicate as a host of Shirasha flowers? Gere Tattagovadana Pratanayam. Then Srimati Radharani then prayed to Giriraj. O Tata, O dear Giriraj Govardhan, I pray to you, please become as light as a big Kadamba flower, so that he will not become tired as he holds you in his hand. O auspicious one, I bow down and offer my respectful obeisances to you. O sincere and noble friend, please gaze now at Murari's face, splendid with a smile at the edge of its moving locks of hair, with his glistening cheeks and his dancing, glittering eyes. He is deeply in love with all of us. Krishna, who became like an intoxicated, loudly humming bee drinking from the flowering vine of Sri Radha's voice, this honey, because he heard her words, which was sweeter than a flood of the sweet fragrance of the purest love, who is worshipped by the waves of beautiful Radha's restless sidelong glances. And then Sri Rupa will recite the words of Sri Yashoda. How can my boy Mukunda hold up this heavy king of hills when his stomach has become so thin with hunger? O king of Braja, O Nandaraj, you must force him to eat by putting this sweet yogurt into his mouth. O Nilambara Balarama, I am pained now that your younger brother is holding up this great burden. Show your strength, lend him a hand. Krishna responded. When he heard these affectionate words from his mother, he glanced at her. And then he casually shifted the hill to the tip of his little finger, and he held it with bravado, and he pacified the worried gopas. The gopas spoke. How did the seven-year-old boy who still plays in the dust and who still practically has his mother's milk in his throat, how did he get the power to lift for so long this hill, which is heavier than Mount Kailash? And because he holds it on the tip of his finger with such casual playfulness. Because of that only we do not fear that the hill will fall. Look, the hill in his hand is like the earth at the end of the trunk of the regal elephants that hold up the directions. Or the moon of whose face King Nandan the Gopas had completely given up eating because they were full of transcendental love. They gazed at his face, Govardhana Dara's, with the great stars of their wide open eyes. They gave up sleeping for 7 nights. Govardhana Dara, who mocked Indra's terrible lightning-filled, sun-eclipsing, ferocious thundering clouds, propelled by hurricane winds and garlanded with rainbows, who drove away the false pride of blinded with the mud of false ego rain-sending Indra, he, Govardhana Dara, restored prosperity to Braja, and he shows no limit in punishing the wicked, who said, Krishna said, the great rains and hurricane winds making sounds of janja, the lightning and the terrible garlands of clouds have all now gone. The sun peacefully shines in the sky. O heroes, flooded with bliss, now you may all go outside. And who, after speaking these words, made your kinsmen go out? Who placed the great hill where it was before? And who the beautiful gopis showered with yogurt, milk, grains, and sprouts. Oh, handsome Lord Govinda, Srila Rupa Goswami prays, we happily bow down to offer our respects to you. Please be kind. Please be kind and give to us a drop of pure love that completely eclipses the moon of non-devotional philosophy. O Lord, who by strongly lifting Govardhan Hill humbled Indra, who shook his thunderbolt and sent many terrible clouds. O Lord, who with your transcendental form eclipses the splendor of swarms of black bees delighted by the palace roofs decorated with blue lotus petals. O Lord Govinda, O bliss of Nanda's house, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. So everyone, please, either in mind, body, but with your heart, now offer your obeisances to Giriraj Govardhan. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki!